Let me jump, man.
Wait till I sing.
Set me free, change your name, I stretch out my hands. On board deck, news flies fast, no one meets my eye. I've nailed your ring into the mast, pray my curses fly. And I'll haunt you, haunt your bed, tap the window, wake in dread. Pray that you love me instead, I will haunt you, and I'll softly tread. Haunt you. In fear, whisper curses in your ear. A course right through your heart, I'll steer. I'll haunt you. I am near and
I will haunt you. I will haunt you.
I'll haunt you. From stem to stern, a thousand times or more. Half a year from my return, thoughts fly to shore. You promised me you would be strong, said that you'd be true. You can tell yourself I'm long gone. Now here's what I will do. I'll haunt you, haunt your bed, tap the windows, wake in dread. Pray that you love me instead, I will haunt you. Softly tread, I'll haunt you. Sleep in fear, whisper curses in your ear. A course right through your heart, I'll steer. I'll haunt you, I am near and shattered all my plans. You set me free, you change your name. Now I stretch out my hands. I'll haunt you, haunt you. Windows waking dread. You pray that you love me instead. I'll haunt you, softly tread. I'll haunt you. Sleep in fear, whisper curses in your ear. A course right through your heart, I'll steer. I will haunt you.
Pleasure to be here again, and one of our favorite venues, and every time we play here we seem to have more people coming to see us, so thank you very much for that. But there'll be one or two that have been dragged along by their friends tonight and say, you'll really enjoy this, and they go, well, as long as it's not too folky. And then Leonard and Matt appeared, started doing real mountain music from Mountain Ash. And then we came out, and what we're going to present you with straight away is your worst nightmare. The chorus song that we would love you to join in with. We are, of course, in the land of songs, so we have no problems tonight. She lost her heart to the boys in the band, and everywhere the word she spread. With every track made, they won another new fan. But one day the publisher said, "Stop copying me. This song's mine. You got the last one free. You'll pay next time." I got ripped and burned when you hooked me. The worm has turned. Stop copying me. I found another round robin clogging up my mailbox, stuffing up the holes in my head with school plays, birthdays, trips round the earth. They chuck it in the trash. I said, "Stop copying me. You're not my friend. If you press CC, then you press send. Why don't you call? I might be free. Pick up your phone. Stop copying me." So I got no space to hang around on Facebook or give my front page another tweak. It's just mindless wittering. Another twittering. If I communicate, I'll speak. I will speak. That's what mobile phones were designed for. The human voice. And not the human finger. The dreaded text. I don't know if it's... maybe it's a male-female thing, but I reckon my wife would text the fire brigade if the house was on fire. And we'd all be going, "Well, are they coming soon?" He said, "Well, texted them." It's not the same. Might be wrong. Final verse. Plagiarization dissertation. I take another essay from the net. I've been 3 years wasting, cutting and pasting. Now I'm £30,000 in debt. Stop copying me. Let's use his word on CNN. Now let's be heard. Take one deep breath. The air is free in the time. Stop copying me. Stop copying me. Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Didn't really work the other night as well, that bit. Give that a miss tomorrow in Birmingham, I think. Thanks. One of the great things about touring with our friends from North America, they don't know where they are or what they're eating. They were asking about places to go after the show tonight, and I said, "Well, you know, if you really want nightlife, then and somewhere where you can go up to people in the street and just greet them, go to Newport." And so they shall be hitting the pubs. We said that, we told them that Yeovil was the jewel of the Southwest, and they believed us. Likewise, foodstuffs, traveling around Britain, we told, you know, we've introduced them obviously to the Melton Mowbray pork pie and lardy cake, and we told Leonard, we were up in Lancashire, that the vegetarian option for breakfast is black pudding. And down there in Devon, farmhouse rough cider. We tried to get Matt to, well, I mean, the first five pints, he didn't get the point of it at all, but then...
And then he tried to dance.
Fine days. Here's a song from Devonshire about an expression you find on Dartmoor that the river claims a heart. And the River Dart can change in an instant. It's usually very cold and you get flash floods. It's about a farmer's lad and his love for a farmer's daughter and the way that the river plays a role in what happens to them. Cruel. I worked on her father's farm, long hours of labor in the hills, sharp of mind and strong of arm. He blessed the day he found me, saw me as another son, his own until his daughter's love I finally won. He cursed the light around me, crying, Dart, cruel River Dart, every year you claim a heart.
Take
over the last 5 years or so, we've toured with some fine musicians from North America, and those influences very much fed into the new record, Wake the Union. But even going back to the early days of Phil and I playing together down there in Dorset, the opening two tracks of the very first CD that we made were two American folk songs. One was called Silver Dagger, and this was the second. It's called The Blind Fiddler.
In a blacksmith shop in the year of 46, I was working on a revolver and it was out of fix. I am so sad and lonely that I'm condemned to roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler on a very long way. Thank you.
you, Phil Weir.
Just.
Thank you very much. What's that, Phil?
Hello, Papadoms.
Papadoms.
Lock it. Mm. The greatest technology that nature can muster. Got Phil through that song. Lockets. Did it work? It did work.
Yeah.
No. That was really scary.
I know. Sorry.
Mentioned a mobile phone in a song earlier, and I have to report three incidents. I lost my mobile phone at home about 4 years ago. So what you do is you dial it, don't you, from your landline, and there it was under a cushion. So I looked at it about an hour later, and I thought, I wonder who that was. It said missed call. So I thought, so I pressed the button, and I phoned myself, and then the home line rang, and I answered it. And because of a slight sort of digital lag, there was a voice going, hello, hello. So I said, could you hang on a minute? I'm on the other line. I said, hello. And two other incidents to add to that. 2 days ago, Phil phoned me at home and said, are you at home at the moment? He said, of course you are, because you just answered. And I left my mobile phone on a table in a cafe in Topsham, wandered off down the street, and Phil decided to act accordingly.
I picked up his phone, wiped it down, put it down next to mine. Then I picked up mine and called him to say I'd found his phone.
At least you didn't send me a text, Phil.
I wouldn't do that, I'm a bloke.
There's another song from a new record. There's a wonderful building in the middle of Exeter called the Royal Albert Memorial Museum, and I used to go there when I was a kid. And I don't know if it was just me, but I seem to remember that about 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, my parents would open the door and tell us to come back when it was dark. And I wandered through Exeter, and I used to go into this museum, which had some strange sort of exhibits. It was like there was a room full of stuffed animals, like this bizarre jungle incident had just occurred where a sort of leopard had landed on top of a gazelle and been spiked. And observing this dreadful thing was an anteater and a couple of ferrets. So it was like an intercontinental stuffed animal disaster. And as a little kid, you used to go, oh. And at the back of the museum, there was a collection of 120,000 butterflies, all in all these drawers. And so anyway, when the museum reopened after years of refurbishment, they wanted a song for the opening ceremony. So I gathered together a verse, me as a child, me as a teenager, and me as a parent visiting this building. Trying to capture a song that we didn't think would have any life outside of the opening night, but we put it on record and people seem to enjoy it. It's called Home to a Million Thoughts. Just a boy, I wandered through these doors. I found mystery and wonder on each floor. I saw the prey and the hunter caught. Such memories won't be bought. On days like this, I am that child once more. Where the present and the past will make connection. Time and space turn in my direction till I am 5 years old again. I've come to shelter from the rain in a home to a million thoughts and a thousand reflections. Young lovers drifting from the streets, There's not many secret places they can meet. And how the eyes behind the glass, watching them as they pass, till a song of love and life is now complete. And the present and the past will make connection. Time and space turn in their direction, as with my first love hand in hand, in these shadows we still stand, in a home to a million thoughts and a thousand reflections. The silver coin and shards of bone lie beneath these streets, to be the witness and the record of this place. The church's halls, the homes, the wall, the outline incomplete, how they wait for us to enter and to trade. A mother lifts her son towards the light, and it sets those myriad sparkling wings to fly into the fabric of the walls. Their laughter in the hall now pins hidden secret dreams tonight. And the present and the past will make connection. Time and space turn in their direction, in every frame, on every shelf, we look close and see ourselves, in home to a million thoughts and a thousand reflections. All roads led to Rome, but this one has brought me home. Thoughts and a thousand reflections. One of the biggest venues on this tour has been the Great Hall at Exeter University, and quite a big room to fill, really. So we thought we would do some DIY publicity down there in East Devon, and we made a great big banner, full-colour banner, about 12 feet long, and longer, in fact, and about 3 feet high, with a big colour picture of the three of us. And we tied it to a hedgerow near a place called Darts Farm. And we thought, this is really going to pull the crowds in. It was up for nearly 7 hours until the guy who does the hedgerows came by, called Ted, and he must have thought, should I get out my tractor and take that down? No, I can't be asked. So he ran the hedge trimmer right the way down the middle of our big banner. Left sort of pictures of us lying by the side of the road. It was a dreadful sight. And I think in the 6 hours that the banner was up, I think we sold 4 more tickets. So it was worth it. Anyway, the point being, I was once described as the gravel-voiced spokesman for the rural poor. It was about 10 years ago. So I don't know how wealthy Ted is, but I'm not going to sing Country Life for that bastard, I tell you. Certainly sing it for you, though, if you'll sing this chorus. It goes like this. Whoa, that's the one. Whoa,
much good. Lost two fingers in a chainsaw bite. All he does now is drink and fight. Sells a bit of grass on some cars. Talks of travel, never gets far. Loves his kids, left his wife. An everyday story of country life. And the red brick country where I was born is the empty shell of holiday home. Most of the year there's no one there. The village is dead and they don't care. Now we live on the edge of town. Haven't been back since the pub closed down. One man's family pays the price for another man's vision of country life. Remember this bit. Generation won the war, but he left the farm forever when they only kept on one in ten. Land of gentry, county snobs, where were you when they lost their jobs? No one marched or subsidized to save the country's way of life. They look so sweet, we hate the blood, we love the meat, so buy me a beer, I'll take my knife, cut you a slice of country life. Deal. Family farms are brought to heel by a hammer blow of size and scale. Foot and mouth was the final nail in the coffin of our English dream that lies out on the village green, where agri barons camp in hand, strip our green and pleasant land, meadow, woodland, hedgerow, pond. What remains gets built upon them. No train, no train, no shop. A pub and a garage and a post office and a bus stop. Used to take my nan to town. Every hour bring her back my son down. Woman, run! Country life. Come on, help us out now. Country life, that's country life. Well sung.
Floor. Who's the laughing stranger with his hair as white as gin?
What is he doing with the children? They're gonna let him in. Why has he rubies on his fingers? A cold crown on his head. Why, when he calls his carol, does the salty snow run red? Why does he ferry the fireside like a spider on a thread? His fingers made of fuses, tongue of gingerbread. Why does the world before him melt in a million suns? Why do his yellow yearning eyes burn like saffron buns? Watch when he comes upon of the Christmas flame, dancing, double talking, and Herod is his name. There's a knocking at the window. That's standing at the door. What are all those presents lying on the kitchen floor? Who is the laughing stranger with his hair as white as Jill? What is he doing with the children? They're gonna let him in.
Mr. Philbia.
I can't believe it's true. You found somebody new, and you're going to go away. And I know I'll cry, but my heart won't die. I'll love another day. So don't you worry about how I'll do without. I'll forget you soon. You see, I've always known sister the moon. Life is not so long, and if you get it wrong, you can't go round again. And you can never tell paradise, limbo, or hell. I'll miss you now and then, maybe once in a while. Perhaps I'll smile at some half-remembered tune that was from another time, and I'll be just fine. There's me and my sister the moon. She's watching over me. Over me. She's watching over me. So don't you worry about what I'll do without. Get you soon. You see, I've always known that I'm not alone. There's me and my sister the moon. My sister the moon.
Never saw her coming till it was too late. Some may call it arrogance, and others call it fate. But in my darkest moments, I never did foresee what fell the day Katrina took my love from me. Our house felt like a fortress, and we'd be safe inside. I didn't heed the warnings, her protests I denied. till the land became the sea. Land became the sea. On that day, Katrina took my love from me. We clambered on the rooftops and we held on for our lives. All hell broke loose before us and swept before our eyes. One moment she was in my arms, the next she'd broken free. So it was Katrina took my love from me. Don't put your trust in leaders, engineers and fools. They built the levees, drained the swamps. They broke all nature's rules, and never did they stop to think how bad the worst can be. Until that day, Katrina took my love. The waters have receded now. Once more the city hums. They say they'll mend the levees, but my heart is cold and numb. There's emptiness inside me where my darling used to be. Since then, Katrina took my love from me. Thank you very much, Leonard and I. We met during a songwriting project called the Cecil Sharp Project up there in Shropshire about 2 years ago, and the idea was to get together some musicians from Great Britain and also North America to celebrate the collecting work undertaken by Cecil Sharp in the Appalachian Mountains in 1916. He found hundreds of folk songs that had virtually remained untouched for 150 years or so, brought them back, and many of them that we sing all the time. But in one particular barren and bleak, God-forsaken place inhabited by inhospitable people, a bit like Barry Island, he... Sorry, Scott. No. Way in the Appalachian Mountains, he found this little mining town, and there was a small African-American community there, and a black lady called Maria Tomes. She gave him one song, and she was quite elderly, and she presented him with this song that he added to his collection. But in this one that the Cecil Sharp Project wrote, we figure that there must have been some more music that he didn't stay to listen to. And there's a her words that hopefully you will sing. You're getting warmed up there, mate.
I'm good, yeah. Rock and roll, man.
Here's the chorus for you.
Hello, Mr. Sharpser. Hello, Mr. Sharpser. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Anne Maria.
Come on.
Hello, Mr. Sharpser.
Try that.
Hello, Mr. Sharpser. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Anne Maria. Listen to my song, sir. Listen to my song, sir. It won't take you long now. Sit right down with me. My daddy was a slave. Daddy was a slave driver. Came much too late to save that war of liberty. Sing!
Hello, Mr. Sharp.
I'm singing it.
Hello, Mr. Sharp.
You're singing it.
Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Amory.
One more time.
Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir.
Come on.
Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Amory.
My brother works in the mines, sir. Brother works in the mines, sir. Where the sun don't shine, all on his hands and knees. My sister, she died young, sir. Sister, she died young, sir. Glory bells were rung way back in 93. Dalek on the banjo. Mr. Matt Gordon on the harmonica. Why don't you come and see ya, and then I'll let you be.
Hello, Mr. Sharpser.
That's it.
Hello, Mr. Sharpser.
Come on,
welcome to these parts. They call me Amber.
A little bit louder.
Hello, Mr. Sharpser.
Yeah.
Welcome to these parts. They call me Amber.
Last time.
I enjoyed that.
Me too. Good stuff.
Another song that we sang 2 years ago. A song called The Cuckoo. It's the chorus is, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she warbles as she flies. And on our message board today, someone put, no it isn't, it's an ugly bird that squats in other people's nests. Technically true, but not as poetic. It'd be great if you would sing the chorus with us. So this is a song, again, found all over the British Isles, but this is the real mountain version. The cuckoo. Shall we dance?
Let's dance.
May I?
You may. Thank you, sir.
One, two, three.
play cards in England, and I gambled over in Spain. I'll bet you $10 that I'll beat you next game. All together now, folks.
Old Cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the 4th day of July.
Lennon Matthew, Lennon Matthew, while I've known you of old, you have robbed our poor pockets of our silver and our gold.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the 4th day of July.
Oh, my horses, they ain't hungry, oh, they won't eat your hay. I'll ride on a little bit further, feed them along my way.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the 4th day of July. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird,
she warbles,
and she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the 4th day of July.
See you in Newport, lads.
Born in the North Country, raised in the West, it was his mother and sister that knew him the best. Eager to learn, but he struggled at school. Too swift with his fist, too slow with the rules. Now all through this town, he raised hell with his mates, and they only slowed down when they started to date. A natural made father as fine as his own. Thank you. tattooed their names, a heart and a crest. He fought with his brothers and he served with the best. 20 years, 3 months and a week since the day he was born. He's coming home now. The family have been informed.
Thank you very much.
So how to deal with cold callers? It started for me back in January. All the power companies move their prices together and they start phoning you up. And after about two nights of this, I thought, I'm going to try and get them to hang up on me. Now, this is the object of the exercise. And in order to do that, sometimes you have to sort of become another person. You have to adopt a different persona. And I've decided to become a very affable, but not particularly bright, Devon farmer, and who's been waiting all day for the opportunity to have a good chat to someone. A guy phoned up, said, "Excuse me, sir, who provides your power?" And I said, "I'll just go and check." And you have to make noises in the background, but then I came back to the phone. I said, "Well, the printer is plugged in by the telly." And he said, "No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking who provides the power." I said, "Well, I'll go and have another look then." And left it a bit longer. And I came back and said, "No, I tell her that is by the radiator now. It was by the telly this afternoon, but I suppose she must have unplugged it to watch Coronation Street. Not that I particularly enjoy it. But anyway, the toner wasn't working, or the paper feed or something or other. And I spoke to the guy at Comet, and he said, you might phone, so thank you very much." And basically, whenever he tried to talk to me about the electricity provider, I just talked about my printer. And it's amazing how much you can say about a printer. And after a while, he just said, "Oh, just forget," and he just hung up on me. But by then, I was in character. I thought, how bloody rude that was. And I'm not saying I waited by the phone, but I couldn't wait for the next call, which came about two nights later. Guy said, "Excuse me, sir, could I ask you, what tariff are you paying for your electricity?" And I said, "Well, I'm not paying nothing. It's brilliant." And he said, "Well, you must be." I said, "No. My brother-in-law was wiring up the farm next door, and I've patched into him." He said, "So?" I said, "No, I'm not paying nothing. If you can match that, I'd be quite interested." You know, he hung up on me as well. But the lady from Everest Double Glazing didn't hang up. She said, "Do you need replacement windows?" And I said, "Well, they might do, because I just broke in." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I know Zim's on holiday and I had to get in, so I forced the back door. Why don't you give him a call in a couple of weeks when they get back?" She said, I think I will." She hadn't phoned back, though. And this isn't, of course, a coincidence, these phone calls. These prices move together. It's like petrol. at the garages. You know, the prices go all in a row, and we are told that it's just coincidence, just market forces, companies acting independent of one another. Nothing at all to do with arrogance, ignorance, and greed. 1, 2, 3, 4! What do you think? All I wanted was a home and a roof over my head, somewhere I could call my own, feel safer in my bed. There was a storm of money raining down, it only washed the ground. With a loan I took I can't repay, and the pot of gold you found. Let's hear this.
At every trough you start to feed.
With what?
With your arrogance, your ignorance and greed.
Now I never was a careful man, spent more than I paid. And those that are a little something safe are the ones that you betrayed. With your bonuses and expenses you shovel down your throat. Now you've bit the hand that fed you. Fred, I hope you chose.
And every drop you start to feed.
Your bit, come on.
With your hand. You're on your yacht, we're on our knees.
Why's that? Top six spring you tapped and sold. Poisoned all our watering holes. Your probity you betrayed for gold. You sure did. A video of this song up on YouTube. Phil and I and Miranda playing it and being projected by these great big cameras all over the city of London. Now, as you know, if you have so many hits on YouTube video, people can buy advertising space. And until recently, at the beginning of AIG, there was an ad that had been taken out by Barclays Bank. Well done, Sir Bob. Good thinking. Thank you for giving this song a new lease of life with the word LIBOR. When a working man stands in line, the market sets his price. No feather bed, no golden eggs,
and no one pays him twice.
Now where's your thrift and your caution, the honest sound advice? Doubt yourself a winning hand. You loaded every dice.
At every trough you start to feed.
With your arrogance,
your ignorance and greed. You're on your yacht, we're on our knees. With your arrogance, your ignorance and greed.
Lost generation one day might be free from the effects of absolute indifference, avarice, incompetence, arrogance, your ignorance, and your greed. Very obvious, always and the rest. We're all in it together. What a comfort that is. Well sung, thank you. Coming to the end of our little tour. I suppose it'll be a tourette, but we'd have to swear about it, wouldn't we?
Dear.
Tomorrow night we're in Birmingham. And then on Saturday night we're in Skegness. So why don't you come and see us there? We're playing in an indoor folk festival at Butlins. Yes, it doesn't exactly roll off the imagination, but apparently it's a very fine night. And as we are going to be residents, or is it inmates, we can drink ourselves insensible and hope that the guards will let us out in the morning. So it's been a wonderful tour, and it's been great to be here tonight. And we'll leave you with we won't leave you with this one. We might pretend to and then do another one. You know the way it goes. It's one of those conventions of performing, isn't it, really? A slightly different rhythm for show of hands. And even the dreaded seventh. And the voice less Tom Cobley and more Tom Waits. For the moment. Wake the union, sound the alarm. They're storming the gates of the old city farm. So I won't go down to the company town no more. Wolves in the night, circling the flock. Shepherds honing knives on the block. So I won't go down to the company town no more. They're singing and dancing up on the hill, but here in the streets we're paying the bills for wheelers and dealers, fixers and spies, peddling their wares, they're telling their lies. So I won't go down to the company town. Money's leaving, it's heading out east. Plans have been hatched and arms have been greased. So I won't go down to the company town no more. Call out the Coast Guard, send up the flare. The iceberg's coming, no one cares. So I won't go down to the company town. Below deck looks like nothing has changed, but the books have been cooked and the chairs rearranged. So I'm in the lifeboat overside, and I'm pulling away on the sweet morning tide. So I won't go down and come in town. Some help to recreate the marching band effect. So all you people in the front row, right in front of me, downstairs, there you all are. Could you please provide the best whistling solo on the count of four? Three, four! Gentleman from the front row who sprinted over to the side and added his fine whistling to the effect. But that was, sheepdogs all over South Wales are turning around and looking for their owners. But you on the sides and you at the back, what we need from you is the brass section. We need trumpets, trombones and tubas and saxophones. So get ready to blow, purse your lips, take a deep breath. Are you ready? Sides and at the back. One, two, three, four. Well done. Like one of Bernard Matthews farms the day before Christmas, that was. We need to put it together, I'm afraid. We need the whistling, we need the brass section, and we need Mr. Philby here and Miranda on the double bass to make one glorious noise. Are you ready, Cardiff? One, two, three, four, come on! Let's hear it! So wake up the union, ring on the bell. The party's over and I'm hurting like hell. It's one lost soul that won't be found when the trumpet peal of judgment sounds. I won't go down to the company town. No. Very much. Well, some of Cousin Jack, a song about Cornwall and the Cornish and a way of life in decline, deep underground, follow me down. This land is barren and broken, scarred like the face of the moon. And our tongue is no longer spoken. These towns all around face ruin. Will there be work in New Brunswick? Or will I find gold in the cave? I can tunnel way down to Australia, though I may never escape.
The soil was too poor to make Eden. Granite and sea left no choice.
Though visions of heaven sustained us, and John Wesley gave us a voice.
Did Joseph once come to St. Michael's Mount? 2,000 years pass in a dream.
When you're working away in the darkness, so deep in the heart of the sea.
Where is the mind?
The vein,
copper and clay. follow me down to Canada, America, South Africa, Australia, to the Ruhr Valley and the North East, South Wales, Midlands, where there's a mine, a hole in the ground. I'm leaving this county, leaving this town. Farewell to Camborne and Redruth, Ludson and Bodmin and Truro. Forever. Something stirs again, underground in Kiever and Wheeljane. I dream of a bridge across the Tamar, and it opens us to the east. And in my dream, my dream, my dream, I see the English living in our houses. I see the Spanish fishing in our sand. Let's sing this. One last time. Let's join our voices.
There's a covered clay where the arsenic is in.
Running your blood.
Running your blood to get under your skin. I'm leaving the county behind, and I'm not coming back. So follow me down, Cousin Jack.
Come on.
Follow me down, Cousin Jack. Follow me down.
Well, sir. Thank you, Cardiff. And the rest of our gang. Mr. Rob Waite on the monitors. Simon Foster out there with our CD. Hannah on the lights, and Chris Puxley on the sounder. Above all, thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice one. Thank you very much for coming. Take it easy.
doesn't take much to get us back, really. Besides which, our special guests have drunk all the drink in the dressing room. Yeah, so come and say hello, please. We will be out there in about 10 minutes. Thought we'd do something different tonight at the end of the show, as we're here. A local town song written by a good friend of ours. Took my son and his tear-stained face out of Sunday school. His chapel hymns began to fade away. Left his other with the mother and we drove across our town. Going to the place where the seagulls and the cranes play. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay. It's just one day off our on that Sunday over Cardiff Bay, you know that I loved you. I hope that's all right. The old man in the side street, he made you smile. He waved at us both, and we both waved back. Way on through Butte Street to the mud of the low tide. They tear the old place down, son, but something stayed the same. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, it's just one day of our life. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, you know that I loved you. I hope you realize. Saw Captain Scott on the turnover, setting sail for open sea. So maybe one day when you're older, you might walk this way, son. You might think of me. Sunday over Cardiff Bay, just one day of our life, you see. On that Sunday over Cardiff Bay, you know I love you. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, it's just one day of our life. On that Sunday over. welcome Leonard and Matt back to the stage. Here's the chorus for you. If I was king of the world, try that. If I was king of the world, let's hear that.
If I was king of the world,
once more.
If I was king of the world.
Stand, I'll move mountains, claim the land, hold back the sea and the desert sand. Come on.
If I was king of the world,
no arrow tipped, no missile primed, metal edged or a meadow mined, blood soaked fake confessions signed. Come on.
If I was king of the world,
heads of state who starve your home, eat the dust before my throne, choked on the bitter seed you've sown. From Miranda Sykes and the Dubliners, Mr. Matt Gordon on the harmonica. My name's Steve Langley. Leonard Podolak on the banjo. Mr. Phil Beer on the violin. Come on. Thank you.